Good afternoon, Audio Boo. Hello from Dean Reed and...
Jay Bromley.
Hello from Jay. We're simultaneously recording Audio Boos again. I'm holding two phones in my hand. I have 10 minutes recording time, Jay has three, so we'll see how we go here. One of the subjects we've just been talking about, we're at work at the minute, should be doing work, but we're not, is the film Dead Man's Shoes.
By Shane Meadows. Directed by Shane Meadows.
Dead Man's Shoes is a film that was filmed locally in a town called Matlock.
Literally.
Which is only a very long stone's throw, around about 7 miles from where we are now.
Yeah.
And
we're not far in the scheme of things.
Right, we'll take it from the start then. How did we first hear about that? I'll let you recount that story.
Well, it's a really random story. We used to go bushcrafting in a local forest, me, Dino, and some other mates. And then randomly, and we always had the forest to ourselves, always. Then randomly, one time I got there, and there was a couple of skinheads there, like 80s, 70s, 80s style skinheads in the Doc Martin boots and the long coats. And
they did look like they were members of the National Front.
Yeah, they did. So obviously immediately... found another location in the forest, and then later on that night one of them had a trample over to us and just obviously had been drinking, and he started talking to us, and he told us that, like, he was into Shane Meadows films, because it's the time Shane Meadows had just released a film called This Is England, based on like the 80s skinheads, and he told us another Shane Meadows film that actually part of it was filmed in the forest we're actually in, a short film called Northern Soul. And so, like, being curious, we thought, is he telling the truth, is he talking garbage? So went and bought the DVD, and on the special feature, the Dead Man's Shoes, DVD, and on the special features was the short film Northern Soul, with the forest that we're in, a short film, a short clip in the forest.
Yeah, and there was quite a few locations that we recognised, and then when we watched the film itself, Dead Man's Shoes, there was a lot of places that we recognised.
Yeah, loads around Matlock, everywhere.
If you've been to Matlock, there's a huge castle on the hill there called Ryber Castle, and that was one of the places that was used for filming.
Yeah, one of the main scenes takes place there.
And the very final scene takes place there as well. I mean, the film is quite a dark...
It's very dark. It's not a children's film. It's very dark.
But I think it's just an amazing film. It's filmed on a budget, wasn't it?
It was a seriously low budget. Yeah, I think it was £30,000, which is peanuts for a film. I think it was 30,000, yeah. No really big actors in it as such at the time.
A gentleman called Shane... Oh, sorry.
Paddy Considine.
Paddy Considine, yeah. What's it? Was he in the Bourne Supremacy or something
He had a part in that. And he's obviously got a lot bigger now, but at the time, I would have said he's probably not a household name. He's in a band as well that we went to see, but...
Riding the Low.
Yeah, he's not...
Jay has 7 seconds to go, so...
Catch you guys later.
Catch you guys later. I'll